Good evening. I would like to welcome everybody in the audience to our special meeting tonight. Call roll, please, Carol.
President Simon.
Here.
Vice President Steele.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Pease.
Here.
Director Wiesen.
Here.
Thank you. We'll dispense with the meeting, and I will dispense with public comment because there is no public in the building. At this point, we're going to go from open session to closed session, and I will turn it over to legal.
Thank you. It's a red light.
At this time, I'd like to take us back to open session with a disclosure.
No reportable action.
Thank you very much. In that case, if there's no other business, we will return to open session. We will adjourn until the regular meeting at 7. Thank you. Kevin, you ready? Can you please rise and join us to the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call roll, please.
President Simon.
Here.
Vice President Steele.
Here.
Director Graves.
I'm here.
Director Pease.
Here.
Director Wiesen.
Here.
Thank you. Okay, this brings us to public comment. During public comment, the public may address the board on any issue within the board's jurisdiction that's not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda at the time that item is called before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the commenter and the board, and any clarifying questions, all clarifying questions, will go through the chair. Public comment? I'll bang that one away. Okay, public agencies. We have no one here from our public agencies tonight, so we'll dispense with the sheriff's report, the CHP, East Contra Costa Fire, and Supervisor PIFO's office. Committee reports. Transplan, none. County Planning Commission, none. Code enforcement?
Canceled.
Is that you?
Canceled. Thank you. Special district, there was quarterly, nothing tonight.
Nothing.
Okay, we're moving. Presentations. At this time, Marianne, first I'd like to read this. Rick sent this over to me because, as you know, he's in the hospital, and I'm going to read this to
yes.
you. This is from Rick. Marianne, I'm sorry that I can't be here this evening as you leave the board. Lord knows I'd much rather be in Discovery Bay than where I am now. Understandable. While your time serving the residents of Discovery Bay as a CSD director was relatively short, that time did result in a number of accomplishments of which you should be proud. Your efforts on behalf of the seniors, the community center, kids, and the community at large will leave a lasting mark. When the board appointed you in July of 2013, you succeeded the late Ray Tatrill. I know Ray would be proud of the work that you've done and carrying on in his term. You serve the public well, and I'm grateful to him for having gotten to know you. I wish you nothing but the best. Rick.
Thank you.
And I would like to say that this is your last meeting. We always have a presentation.
Okay.
And so we're going to do that now, but even though you're not going anywhere right at the moment.
Oh, my goodness.
Come over here, young lady.
Did you give the guys roses, too?
No, not you.
Gives us a kiss.
We get carnations. Oh.
That one.
Okay.
And then we have for you, you have your Discovery Bay jacket.
Oh, my
tissue
goodness.
Paper. We got
just
you a bunch
like,
of tissue
just
paper.
Like Virgil's.
Just like Virgil's. Just like Virgil's. That's your new jacket.
Thank you very much.
Just in time for the
And room. Then we also have.
Okay.
Oh.
I want to take, how okay. do you guys want to do this all together?
Yeah, well, so. Sure, why not?
Scott. It's almost worth leaving the board just to get cool stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
This is beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
So stand there like that.
Yeah, that would
and
be great.
Come on in your.
Okay.
Get a good shot?
Perfect.
Okay,
thank
perfect.
You. Awesome. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
David.
And Marianne, I have to tell you, I know I'm speaking for everybody on this board.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure serving with you. It's been, you've been an absolute asset to this board. Your attitude towards the town is fabulous, and we hope that you stay active in by all means.
Well, I want to thank the three of you for appointing me to the board.
It was a good decision.
It was our pleasure. It's good for me. Do you want me to put that back in here?
Yep.
Okay.
And
there's another. Now, there's another presentation. Come on up.
And I will echo those comments.
Well, thank you.
Another presentation for you. This one here. It's like going trick or treating.
You know, tongue in cheek, you know.
I mean,
Mary Ann.
Hello.
On behalf of Mary, or Supervisor Pifo, I just wanted to present you a certificate for your service on the CSD. And with that, I will read the certificate. It says, in recognition of your dedicated service to the town of Discovery Bay, Supervisor Mary Nedjali Pifo hereby honors Mary Ann Reason for her leadership, continued vision, and distinguished service to all those she serves in Discovery Bay. And I hope to continue working with you,
thank you,
as resident of Discovery Bay. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I just want to add for the record, Mary Ann, personally, it's been a pleasure working with you, but you filled in so many gaps that others weren't, that needed to be filled in. We all kind of worked together as a team, and you really filled in some gaps and had some and took some responsibilities, especially with the community center and the constituents that I really appreciate.
Thank you.
Mary Ann, I know we're going to see each other in other great activities, and I just appreciate your community volunteerism and your level-headed thinkingness and showing all of us that, you know, we can be professional and diligent in our endeavors for the community. So thank you very much.
And I'd also like to be on record that you've done a great job here.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll stay involved.
Thank you. Well, I have agreed to take over as treasurer for the Discovery Bay Lions Club. So,
oh, good. Good.
Jeff Conway has resigned as of January 1st, I heard. So I have taken over that.
Excellent. Spot. Public comment. Galen, did you have something you want to say?
Just want to reiterate the appreciation you've heard from everybody else on behalf of the P6 committee that I'm on. And,
thank you.
I know you were very
that.
Helpful. Appreciative of our positions.
Yes.
When you came to our meeting, so not a tough job, not an easy job, but appreciate your support.
Thank you.
We do what we can, right?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Okay, if you don't have any other comments, back to business as usual.
Yep.
All right. Consent calendar. Unless there's anything you need pulled off, can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. G, business and action items. Item 1, agency comment request, land use permit application, Delta Community Presbyterian Church. Rod, are you handling this for? Who's handling this?
I believe this was handled by Farron, but.
Okay,
that's good. They want to put a cell tower or another cell tower?
Another, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I can take a crack at it here.
If not, we'll bring it back on the 17th.
No, it's actually submitted by Rick. All of us is prepared by Carol, so I'm not sure whether Farron was handling this as necessary. You saw the email. The email said whoever was handling the item was supposed to come sit next to me, so I don't know whether I should move over. So this is an agency comment request and a land use application. You can see by the staff report it's for the Delta Community Presbyterian Church in Verizon Wireless. The Contra Costa County Department of Conservation and Development has requested the board take any input, as these come before you all the time, on a new wireless telecommunications facility, which is a 65-foot tall monopalm with 9 different antennas and associated equipment, cabinets, backup generator. The project includes 202 underground conduit connections, and the Contra Costa Department is seeking board input into this. You can see the agency comment request that it went out to Discovery Bay. All the items are listed here in terms of decibel level of noise, flood hazard, active fault zone. Answers no to all of those. There is a specific land use application contained in your packet as well. I don't know that there's anything overly exciting about the application itself other than what I've already read to you. There is a project description that came out of Verizon Wireless. So it's the 60-foot tall or 65-foot tall, the faux palm trees that you see. Looks like a palm tree. 9 different panel antennas along with 9 remote units, a cabinet. The equipment in the area that they're planning on is a 17 by 25-foot area. It is consistent with the zoning code. It is consistent with the use permit application. There is a, on page, what was that? That was page... Page 18.
About 10 feet.
Page 18, there is a, not a great aerial photograph of the site. There is a access area and utility easement already within that area, so it falls within that appropriate area. If you don't have any comment, the standard procedure is to follow the protocol that you followed before, which is direct Rick to draft a letter that the Discovery Bay has no comments.
Where is this exactly going to be located?
Right next to the other one.
Yeah, right next to the other one. And so there's a map actually on page 20.
I'm looking at the map right now, but it doesn't.
I believe it's going to be right close to our front gate.
Yeah, so if you see the site location is that dark black area up around number 20 on the APN map, or I don't know, it's not really an APN map. And it's right there towards the entrance.
I really don't have any negative comment. I just have a jealousy comment. It's three for them and none for us.
Yeah, that's really screwed up.
They're getting their whole building program for the new sanctuary paid for. Yeah, they're getting $6,000 a month now.
Yeah, I'm good for them. I'm proud of them, but I wish we could wet our beak a little bit.
We had an opportunity at one point.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was an opportunity some time ago.
Over
the community center, I think, wasn't it?
No, it was over at Slifer Park, I think.
I thought we agreed to it one time.
Yeah, it didn't
pan out. You agreed, you thought it was a good idea, and said yes, but...
Oh. The agency
they pulled.
Backed out, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
So with that, looking for a motion to send a
letter with no comment, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's just no comment. Is there any objections from the board?
No.
Public comment.
The only thing is, it is right close to your raw water line and drinking water line that leaves the plant. It's going to be right next to it. So the thing is that any damage to that, they are obviously, I would make sure they're aware that you have a 20-inch drinking water line and a 16-inch coming in. That any damage to that or any access to that is on them.
Is there... an easement?
We have an easement through there.
We have an easement on both sides.
Right, but we would have enough area if for whatever reason that those pipes needed to be repaired.
I've never seen the drawing, so I couldn't tell you that.
I think they need to be outside our easement.
It's actually a non-exclusive easement that runs along that area, and it's a non-exclusive utility easement, so you have your lines within that same utility easement.
Oh, all right.
Well, maybe the only comment would be to be... aware that there are
I'll take note of it and make sure that Rick includes in his letter that we do have lines out there. As to Virgil's concern in terms of damage, if there is any damage, you'd obviously
right.
coordinate
with the district to make sure that they
know
the locations of our pipes are.
Yeah, they've got the same obligation as any utility that puts items in. They have to go through that Cal reporter that shows any utility lines in the ground.
Any other concerns, comments, public comment? All right, can I get a? You just need a.
That's it.
You don't need a motion. Just okay.
Yeah, no, I'd take a motion to send the letter.
Okay. So moved.
No comment.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay, item H, informational. There's nothing on there. President's report, director's comments. Kevin, anything?
No.
Chris?
No.
Bill?
Not at this time.
Marianne?
No, thank you.
None for me either. Manager's report, do you have any items for Rick, Rod? Should be none, I don't think.
I do not, but I was impressed that I went through a staff report that I wasn't prepared for, even less so than
you
the closed session,
well.
Right? Even less than the closed session.
You could probably fill in part time as our GM.
Well,
maybe that's why your billing rate is so high.
Okay. That's it.
Let's go to district legal. That'll be you.
Nothing to report.
Thank you very much. Any committee updates? Possible action? Nothing. Correspondence? Nothing. Public records requests? None. Any future agenda items? Kevin, anything?
Nope.
Chris?
Not at this time.
This will be the fastest meeting in history. Bill?
Mm-hmm. Not at this time.
It absolutely is.
You better close it now,
Marianne?
Then.
Marianne?
Nope.
Thank you very much. In that case, we are adjourned.
You made it.